Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com. This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/stuff today for details.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. This is Stuff You Should Know, and I'm Josh, and there's Chuck. Nice, Chuck. Good one.
Hi, Josh.
All right. Hi.
I'm here. I just got here.
All right, Chuck. One of my heroes, one of my idols of all time, a guy named Dr. Hunter S. Thompson.
I knew that's where you were going.
He actually stole one of my ideas. Years. And I'm not kidding. Years before. I don't know if he actually stole it, but years before, Hunter Thompson had his ashes shot out of a cannon at Woody Creek in Colorado. To much fanfare. Have you ever seen the video of it?
No. I'm really dying to see that documentary, though.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's really great. Years before that happened, I told my wife that I want my body, not ashes, body, shot out of a cannon.
Like you're in a circus.
I figure.
Like a human cannonball.
Yeah, exactly. But a lifeless one that just kind of goes in and over
really
and,
right? Creepy. Yeah.
On like a prairie or a plain in like Kansas. I figure all I need is a really good attorney and a really corrupt sheriff, and I can get it done.
Right.
I'm going to totally take Ashley out of the equation because she's already said she won't let it happen. But
well, what's the idea, really, though? You get shot out and just land on the ground and then...
And let the carrion crows take care of me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a way to go. And you want to hear some other ways to go?
Sure.
Okay. Apparently, you can do a lot with human cremated remains.
Yes, you can. Okay.
There's this one company called LifeGem, and I actually think they're Swiss. They will take certain measure of...
You think they're Swiss like they're not? Like they claim to be German, but I actually think they're
right,
Swiss.
Yeah. I'm suspicious that they're not Swiss.
Sorry.
Maybe Jersey or something. They'll take a little portion of your loved one's cremains, and they compress it into a diamond, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's actually fairly...
A real diamond?
Yeah.
That you can do that?
Well, I mean, it's a synthetic... compressed diamond. Real diamond takes eons to form.
Well, that's what I thought.
This is like...
It's a diamondoid.
I guess. Maybe cubic zirconia, something like that. As far as they say, it's a diamond, though.
Sure.
For a 0.29 carat diamond, it's only $2,500. You just send them some of your loved one's remains.
Yeah, that's no
And
diamond.
It also actually is equally effective to keep an enemy in prison for eternity. If you want to do that, you just have to get your hands on some of their ashes. You can wear them around.
Oh, right.
Like you own them.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
That's a power trip.
Totally. Totally. Well, you know what's going to happen to you after you die.
I know.
You
know.
Better not die before me. You can also have your ashes shot into space. Timothy Leary had it done, actually.
Exactly.
Again.
One of my heroes.
Slightly. Yeah. Yeah. I know. Slightly affordable. Somewhat affordable. Surprisingly affordable.
How much?
For a gram of your ashes to be shot into space and then allowed to burn up in the atmosphere where you conceivably become part of the carbon cycle or the rain cycle or something. $2,500.
That's not bad. I wonder if they shoot you up there. I'm sure they do with a bunch of other people.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And there's a couple different flights. One, it just goes up, hits zero gravity, and comes back down, and then they return it to you, and you're like... Thanks a bunch.
That would be appropriate for me because you know how much I hate to fly because of being next to strangers.
Yes.
That would be my ultimate
like touching people.
Horrible way to go is to be shot up into space, crowded and surrounded by a bunch of other people's cremains.
Right.
Ugh, no thanks.
Yeah, no. So we won't do that to you?
No.
You won't have to worry about it. You'll be trapped in a diamond in a ring on my finger.
Right.
That's your fate.
I think I'd like to be cremated. I definitely don't want the old Southern traditional burial, view the body type of thing.
Well, you know, there's some other stuff you can do. You can actually put a dead body to good use.
That's what I hear.
Yes. Bodies can actually be made to generate power after they die.
True, in theory, right?
And this setup, this one fascinates me the most because it's actually it's a conceptual art project called the Afterlife Project. But basically, these two artists, or an artist and a designer, I believe, came up with a way where you can put a microbial fuel cell beneath the remains of a dead body,
right?
Specifically underneath their stomach. And as the body decomposes, these gastric juices that are produced are eaten up by the bacteria in the anode of this microbial fuel cell.
Right.
And it's anaerobic, so there's no oxygen. So it can't just be turned into water. So these free-floating electrons that are looking for something to bind are basically turned, converted into electricity. Now, that is actually shot up to, like, a say, a memorial statue, the grave marker.
Right.
And in the grave marker is actually a battery charger. Uh-huh. So you have a battery, and it's got, like, your name and your date of birth and death on it.
Yeah.
And your loved ones can power all sorts of weird stuff with it.
Or normal stuff.
Normal stuff, but I like the weird stuff better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, so that's crazy. I wonder if that is actually going to come to fruition.
I don't know. Looking into it, I didn't find a whole lot. Like, you know, sometimes when conceptual art's done, it's done, and, you know, whatever. But they proved it can happen. I actually do think that they created a model for it. And the science is there, for sure. But they were saying that they did this to provide proof to people who are spiritually disconnected or require proof that there is a life after death. Because really, they're taking energy that was there before and putting it out into, you know, small handheld battery-powered devices.
Wow. That's mind-blowing, truly.
It really is. It's a great idea.
It is.
That's the afterlife project. So you can't put bodies to uses. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that actually is kind of part of a growing trend of green burials.
Yeah, that's a big thing now.
Or depending on where you come from, green burials.
Burials?
Yeah. Depends on who you ask.
I've got a stat for you.
You know I love your stats.
I know. There was a study performed by with the American Association of Retired Persons, and 21% in 2007 of people over the age of 50 were interested in green burials.
That makes sense, because that's my dad's generation.
Yeah.
And they're the ones who got, like, the recycling kibosh put on their heads.
Yeah.
Like, my dad recycles religiously. And I think his age group really bought into that in, like, the early 90s. So I'm not surprised by that figure.
Yeah, 20% is not bad. I think the other 79% said, get off my lawn. So
probably whippersnapper kind of thing. Well, the thing is, it makes sense. It may seem a little wacky, a little eco-conscious to the nth degree.
I disagree.
But, you know, traditional burials actually are really harmful environmentally.
Yeah, they don't make a lot of sense. To me, this is my opinion, I think it's a little bit of an outdated thing to load the body up with formaldehyde and put it in a very expensive casket and sink it into the ground. It doesn't make much sense to me. That's Chuck talking.
Well, I mean, it's been done, clearly, because people need that kind of closure. You have to take a few days to really kind of get over it.
Sure.
You know, in the 19th century, people used to sit up around their dead loved one, which is propped up on chairs in, like, the living room for days. They'd eat meals around it, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no thank you.
And this is before embalming was used, I believe.
Right.
So I imagine it got pretty gamey.
Yeah.
But so we come up with embalming, and now, you know, a mortuary putty, and all of a sudden we can, you know, hang out with our loved one until we're ready to plant them in the ground.
Yeah.
But even when we plant them in the ground, that embalming fluid, you know, it may make cigarettes pop, but really it's not good for you at all.
No, it's not. And it's not good for the environment. But you don't, you know, if you're interested in a green burial, you don't think it has to be some of these more radical ones that we're about to mention. If you do want sort of a traditional casket type of deal, you can get biodegradable caskets these days, made out of bamboo, sustainable bamboo. You can get an EcoPod, which is basically a pod made from recycled newspaper.
It's kind of like paper mache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of. So you just kind of, it dissolves along with you into the earth.
Sure.
Forgo the formaldehyde. You can use, apparently they use dry ice and refrigeration instead, which makes sense to me.
Sure. It makes perfect sense. You just have to, you're limited then in where a cemetery can be.
Right.
Like, you can't be near the watershed.
Right.
Or the water table. Or else some nastiness could really get into the waters and pollute it.
Yeah,
although, I guess if you're not using embalming fluid or any other kind of hazardous materials, would a decomposing body be that much threat? And really, honestly, how much decomposing bodies do we drink every day just from tap water?
I don't have that stat.
Probably a significant amount.
You think?
Sure.
I guess so.
Okay.
A lot of people buried out there, you know?
Sure. But, I mean, dead fish.
Right.
Dead squirrels.
Right.
Dead raccoons.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much any woodland animal that's dead.
That's a good point.
We've probably drank before. Why not humans?
Sure.
And, of course, there's always good old cremation.
Right.
Which is supposedly a green burial because, you know, also the caskets that are usually used. You use like a mahogany casket.
Right.
That's like an old growth forest wood.
Sure.
And, you know, it's being cut down so it can be planted in the ground with you, and it's probably laminated using some horrible kind of lacquer.
Uh-huh.
It's not. It's just not good. So cremation, that's great. There's no. Even though there is a casket involved, it's not degrading. It's actually being burned up.
Right.
But the problem is there's all sorts of horrible byproducts from burning, you know, a human body.
Right. And it takes a lot of energy, too.
Yes, it does. But the energy can be harnessed, can't it?
Well, yeah, that's one cool thing. And this is in Sweden. Our friends in Sweden are always ahead of the curve, it seems.
Hello,
like.
Hello, Sweden.
The crematorium is there. They're harnessing that heat that it takes. I think it's over 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit.
Which is 1,000 degrees Celsius for you in Sweden.
Right. So they're harnessing that heat and actually turning it into energy. And there's a town in Sweden that actually gets 10% of its home heating energy from crematoriums.
From
there.
The dead.
Yeah, pretty cool.
The dead provide heat for the home.
Yeah, that is very, very cool.
That
and very
is super
green.
Cool. It's also a little creepy, but it's very cool.
Right. But that is not the coolest one, in my opinion.
Are you talking about alkaline hydrolysis?
Oh, yeah, man. That is awesome.
So you want to tell them you want me to?
Go ahead.
Okay, so basically, all these animals they're experimented on, like, you know, we couldn't have come up with Ebola without sacrificing a few animals, but you don't just toss those kind of things into the garbage. This
right.
is a biohazard. There's a process that was created where you dissolve a body in lye and heat it to about 300 degrees Fahrenheit, 149 degrees Celsius, and you apply about 60 pounds of pressure per square inch to the body. So I imagine it's in some little kind of box or something with like a car cruncher kind
right.
of thing,
right?
Right. After a certain amount of time, the body dissolves and it turns into like this coffee-colored goo.
Yeah, syrupy.
That's like it's the consistency of motor oil.
Yeah,
and it's sterile.
Uh huh.
So what do you do with it?
Down the drain.
Pour
buddy.
It down the drain.
Uh huh.
I can't think of any less sentimental way.
I know.
To dispose of a human body than that.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people don't like this, though. I mean, they don't. They do this on cadavers and, like you said, research animals. They don't do this. It's not in practice yet.
Well, they're trying to.
Right. I'd be all for it personally.
I can't remember where the town is, Chuck. It's in New York. And there was a funeral director who's trying to get this process legalized, because apparently you can't do that with human remains.
Right.
It's illegal. And the Roman Catholic Diocese came out against it and basically got it dubbed the Hannibal Lecter Bill.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Which will sink any bill.
I don't get that. What is...
I think they're just trying to play off the creepiness and the complete disregard for the sanctity of humanity or anything.
Yeah, terrible example.
It was, but it worked because everybody's heard of Hannibal Lecter and the bill got sunk. So, and frankly, I don't know. I need slightly more pomp and circumstance. I need more cannons and Kansas
right.
plains, you know, than
well, you could
being
have a ceremony. I don't think it necessarily has to be your wife, you know, in a darkened room just pouring you down a drain. You could have a big party and a big ceremony. You can still have all the fanfare.
That's true.
And
True, and technically, I guess it's not that much different from cremation, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Or you could put the syrupy goo into a balloon and drop it from the Empire State Building. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be very cool,
it's
actually.
It's no cannon. But,
yeah. What is the syrupy goo I'm covered with?
Right.
Some poor guy with like a fanny pack and the
right.
camera.
And then he's covered with Josh.
Ironically, he's from Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that are in the works. That it looks like the funeral industry is going to be turned over eventually.
Yeah.
Even Nate Fisher from 6 Feet Under, he had a green burial.
Right.
Just wrapped in like a canvas sack uh-huh. and planted in the ground.
Well, there's only so much land mass out there, and it can't, you know.
Agreed.
Well, can all go to cemeteries.
What I think is cool about the Green Burial Movement is they use these cemetery plots as land easements
right.
so that they're protected in perpetuity because there's a person there. And basically, you rather than spending the money on a plot in a traditional cemetery, you basically buy a piece of land and it's protected forever. So it's protected land it can never be developed on. So that's another kind of subtle aim of the Green Burial Movement is land conservation by, you know, death.
Right. And there's also burial at sea. The new green way to be buried at sea is to have your cremains mixed with concrete and become part of an artificial coral reef.
Mm-hmm. And be tickled by fish for the rest of eternity.
That'd be awesome.
So yeah, that's green burial. And actually you can find more on this on the site. It's called Can My Body Generate Power After I Die? And Chuck, let's do a little sponsor shout out, shall we?
Let's.
We're pretty grateful. It's for audible.com. And if you go to www.audiblepodcast.com/stuff, they actually have a deal going on where you can choose one free title after signing up. Just free download, whatever you want. Right.
Which is like a book on tape. Well, not on tape. As an MP3 file.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. They have speeches. They have very rousing podcasts.
Right. Stand-up comedy.
Exactly. And, of course, audiobooks, which are among our favorites. And actually, I found one of my all-time favorite books there. It's called 1491 by Charles C. Mann. Have you ever read it?
No.
Life-changing book.
Really?
It's about the newer archaeological and anthropological conceptions of what was going on in North America in pre-Columbian times. Apparently a lot more different, a lot more advanced than we ever imagined. It's mind-blowing.
Wow.
Great book.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to recommend something a little less mind-blowing. But it's funny, and it's a good read. It's called The Corrections. Jonathan Franzen wrote it, and he was made popular because he shunned Oprah Winfrey as part of her book club. She tried to get corrections into the book club, which is a really big deal.
Yeah.
And he said no thanks, and he actually kind of ended up creating a little more news for himself by saying no, so it worked out.
That's fantastic.
And that is read, actually. I'm a big fan of, they get these actors to read these things, so I'm a big fan of finding a cool actor, and you can actually search on their website by the reader, and then you can find out who's actually narrating these books. And super creepy character actor Dylan Baker reads the corrections, which...
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can find both of those and, 50,000 others?
At least.
You can get one for free just by signing up at www.audiblepodcast.com/stuff. Check it out. And before we let you go, Chuck and I wanted to point out another article about death that we think you'll enjoy. It's called The 15 Most Common Causes of Death in the World. Fantastic read. Combined with Can My Body Generate Power After I Die? It'll have you rolling in stitches.
Yeah, it's a fun weekend.
You can find both of those by typing some words into the search bar at howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.